So big changes on Main Street today. There was an apartment building of yours that got torn down. Can you tell us what the plans are for that site?
Well, there's no immediate plans. I think that building has been kind of in distress for a lot of years. And yeah, I guess the timing of it is just we had time to do it. So we got a demolition permit last week. And the time we decided we could get it done and get it, we did it this morning. But I have no immediate plans. It's going to be a great site for a mixed-use apartment building, for sure. Just I don't know when we're going. I have nothing designed yet, but there will go, something will go there. Probably within a few year, couple of years, I guess.
Okay, so it's still a few years out. Any like replacing those apartments there?
Yeah, probably like maybe not a few years out, but we're going to have to start planning now.
All right. And you think it'll be mixed use, so there'll be some retail as well as living spaces?
There'll be, yes, exactly. The retail will be at the streetscape. A portion of that has to be, and then it'll be apartments.
You've also recently purchased 131 Main.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has some strange zoning at play, so it's not really game for apartments. What do you think you'll be doing with that? Will it remain offices? What's the long-term plan?
Well, the long-term plan, I think right away, we like the property. It's a beautiful property. I mean, I've lived here my whole life. So, you know, when I saw it up for sale, I thought maybe that would be something that, you know, we should be looking at. But right off the bat, I think eventually that building would be a really nice boutique hotel. That I think the town could use, and it's close to the university. So I think the university would appreciate that, and all the alumni to have a nice place to come back to Sackville and stay. So I think that's kind of the long-term vision of that.
Okay. Are there still active tenants in that building right now?
No, there has been nobody in that building for, I don't know exactly how long. I know that I purchased it a couple months ago. And, you know, I don't think there's tenants in there for at least 6 months prior to that, I think. Or more. I don't know the exact number of months.
So I know at one point in the history of that building, there was an attempt made to zone it for some residential development. So that's not in the cards for you there.
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. I think it's a great residential area. It's in a perfect location to have residents live there and be close to downtown, and it's a great place for residential living.
Okay, so you're the boutique hotel and residential development are both sort of possibilities, is what you're saying?
Possibilities, yeah. Boutique hotel for sure, because that's kind of, you know, that's what I thought the building would do well at.
All right. This has been such an issue. I don't know if you were aware, you know, when the town did a survey for priorities of residents, housing came in sort of top of the list. So there seems to be a bit of a squeeze on right now, not a lot of units available, especially in the rental area.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm wondering, you know, are there, now we've talked about those two sites. Do you have any other plans afoot in Sackville, things you're considering building?
Well, like I said, we have the one that we just tore down. So we have that site. We have the 131 Main that would have to go through some rezoning if that was the case. But as you mentioned, there's a real housing shortage. So those are two really, really good sites for additional units, additional housing. But our third site, which is something that we did get rezoned for a couple of years ago, it doesn't have a road. It's a right lane. It's up by the liquor store and up by that area. We own 26 acres there of land that, you know, it's going to be a really good residential area too. So those are the three sites that we're looking at. I mean, we're busy right now in Moncton, but we're starting to get a bigger construction company, and I think we're going to be able to do a couple projects simultaneously. So when we get to that point, we're going to do a project in Sackville next.
Okay. So yeah, I guess the big projects you're doing in Moncton, I guess, are sort of taking up the airspace right now in the office, are they?
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, because we're there right now. But I mean, Sackville's our home, and we've done a lot of development there. And now with the housing need, the shortage of housing, I think it's just very logical that we would try and meet that need or take that need head on as a business decision, right? if there's a need and you have land and you're a builder, you should build there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the next 2 years, I would say that in the next 2 years, for sure, a year or 2 years, we will have a development underway in Sackville. It'll have some scale to it as well. Like it'll meet the need.
Okay. There is a lot of concern about housing affordability. And so the Wright Avenue development that you have planned up there, is that sort of more single family home stuff? Or do you imagine having apartments, rental units, that sort of thing?
It'll be rental units. It'll be like one level, kind of like garden homes. But we need a road to that, right? Right now, there's no road that crosses that ravine. And all the other developments that we have roads to them. So, if you know, I'm working with the town to try and partner on a road, then we would, get to work on it.
A lot of people have been talking about rising costs of housing. Have you folks, you know, have you know, your rents been increasing? What sort of tactic have you been taking in this sort of hot rental market that we have now? Have you, made any changes?
No, we haven't. Not really. We haven't raised our rents to the people in Sackville. Like, no, we haven't. Although there's an opportunity to, we've been pretty consistent with our price points. Now, if we build new, right, that's one of the things where the cost of construction really drives the rental price, right? So that'll determine the price of rent based on the cost of construction.
Right. If lumber prices and labor keeps continuing to be sort of scarce, then that's going to drive up construction costs.
Yeah, it pretty much spells, you know, higher construction costs, which then in return equates to, you know, higher rent yields, I guess.
That's Sackville-based developer John Lafford.